I mean, it's crazy. Like, I don't even know what's going to happen next week. I mean, after when we finally get to, we got to play Cleveland first, but once we get to the playoffs, I'm just riding along. I'm going to just be following Pouncey and Mitch and them guys and seeing what the next move is.
Of course, we all know Joe Haden excited to win the AFC North Division, excited to know he's heading to the playoffs. And it's not just him, guys. There's a lot of people on the Steelers football team that have never had a bye in the playoffs. But a win over Houston gave them that Christmas present, Labs.
Yeah, Marquise Pouncey was drafted in 2010. That was the last bye. So anyone younger than Pouncey.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And especially the way, you know, when Marquise Pouncey joined this team, you know, there were still a lot of Aaron Smiths and Troy Polamalu's and Casey Hamptons and those guys who had been, you know, part of the team that lost the 2001 AFC Championship game. So, you know, the Steelers have had to remake their roster, especially on defense. And so you're right. There are, when you look at the 53-man roster, the bulk of it is younger than Marquise Pouncey. So, therefore, buys a new thing.
I think when you look at Joe Haden, though, the magic is in his eyes. And that little smile. You know, he's got that little smile coming, going, after Cleveland. But then we go into the playoffs. I'm just going to ride with those guys. That was enough to me to tell me, you know, he's really anticipating this and looking forward to this huge. He's excited.
And a quick study, obviously, when he also said, I'm just going to kind of follow Pouncey.
Yeah.
And seriously, right. That to me shows that Joe Haden has a good grasp on the social structure of the Steelers locker room.
Very good.
All right. It is Tomlin Tuesday. We're going to get to some of the things that Coach said today, but we have to talk about Joe Haden and his performance, among other things, in last night's win. It was last night, right? Yeah. Last night's win over the Houston Texans on Christmas Day, and Joe, his first game back since getting injured against the Colts, and he shadowed DeAndre Hopkins and did a mighty fine job.
I would say so. I mean, you've got an explosive down-the-field go-getter type like DeAndre Hopkins, and then right out of the get-go, you're going to say, would you mind following him all everywhere? Hello? I mean, that is a tough assignment to draw, and you start off in the first quarter when they were going at DeAndre Hopkins. They were going, I should say two, and they were going at Joe Haden. Why not? Check him out. See if that leg is good. That's smart football. But I think Joe Haden was equal to the task, and we certainly saw it. Well, it was defending the run or getting downfield and catching up to the runner, as he did the one time, I believe it was Alfred Blue in that big long run. Joe Haden was up to the task, and right here, that's being close, that's being right on it, and I think it was a great job by Joe yesterday.
You know, you're playing the Houston Texans in a game that you need to win to secure a first-round bye, which we just talked about the importance of that. And so, you know, when you look at DeAndre Hopkins' offensive production, no catches in the first half as the Steelers built a 20-0 lead. His first catch came on the last play of the third quarter, and the lead at that point was 27-0. So, you know, one of the things I believe that the Texans would have needed to have happen for them to have any chance, you know, of pulling off an upset is getting off to a fast start. Then they start to believe, hey, maybe we have a chance today, and you know, maybe things can snowball in their favor at that point. But you know, what Joe Haden was able to do on DeAndre Hopkins, shutting him out until the last play of the third quarter, by which time the Steelers, you know, had virtually a 4-touchdown lead, you know, that removes that from them. I mean, they had some running gains, running plays, but no big chunk plays in the passing game. And so, yeah, I believe that Joe Haden's contributions to the Steelers' victory, while, you know, you look at the stat sheet, 2 tackles and a pass defense, but good cornerback play is often comes down to inducing the quarterback to throw the ball somewhere else. And I think we saw a lot of that last night.
What else do you take away from the win, Wolf, in terms of what impressed you by the Steelers team?
What I liked was the fast start coming off of the Patriots game. You come out and you have 4 first downs in a row. Get her going, get after it, even though it was kind of like Pittsburgh Southwest, given the number of fans that were down there. It was really amazing. But I liked the fact that they didn't take time to heat up. They got after it right away and put some points on the board. I really thought Vance McDonald was going to have one of those 10-catch days. You know, he was a guy that just came out smoking there early on. But certainly, I like the fact that the pass rushing was almost non-existent against Ben. And even with the likes of a guy like Jadeveon Clowney, who, you know, I got a lot of respect for that guy because, man, oh, man, when you don't have anybody around that can help take the pressure off, you get kind of beat up. And he was tough. He went after it. But I got to tell you that that offensive line did a marvelous job protecting Ben yesterday.
You know, and to just piggyback on your point about the fast start by the offense, you know, the first five possessions, the Steelers had two touchdowns and two field goals on offense. And then on defense, Houston's first five possessions, it was three punts and two takeaways. And so, you know, you had that symphony kind of working between the offense and the defense, both units setting a tone early on their side of the ball. And really, after that, it was just a matter of how long do we have to wait before Landry Jones is in the game handing the ball to Stephen Ridley.
All right, as we said, the Steelers clinched a first-round bye in the playoffs, so let's look big picture as things stand right now heading into Week 17, the final week of the regular season. As crazy as that may sound, same could go for the New England Patriots. Of course, the Patriots are playing the Jets at home. If they would lose and the Steelers would beat Cleveland, then the 1-2 would switch. But if the Steelers just take care of business, still getting a bye. Of course, it's not the main goal, but it's still first-round bye.
Well, you know, it's just like angels in the outfield. The little kid said, it could happen. So the Jets still could beat the Patriots. You never know. Not likely, but certainly, you know, you're grateful for playing for that first round bye. That's a nice thing to have when you think about the fact Antonio Brown, your biggest offensive weapon, will be back in house after that.
Well, and then the other thing, you're able to maybe wait for Antonio Brown, but the other thing is, you know, you get a free, it's a single elimination tournament. And so if you don't have to play a game to advance, you can't lose. So you can't be eliminated. And, you know, I don't think you can underestimate the significance of that. And the other thing is, if you're not playing, nobody else can get hurt. So while you're able to wait, you know, for Antonio Brown's calf to heal, you also have no risk of losing anyone else to injury or of losing the game. And so I understand how everyone would like home field advantage throughout, and that would be nice to have. But I think the most important thing is the bye, and then if you can get both, great, get both. But if you're only going to get one, well, that's stupid. You can't have one without the other. Never mind. Skip that part. Edit that out.
Lab's still a little sleepy.
All right.
So in terms of who will be playing on Sunday against the winless Cleveland Browns, Coach Tomlin gave us a little bit of insight on what the coaching staff is planning at this point.
We'll transition now and get ready for Cleveland. And I mean that. That's AFC North football for us. It's the 17th week. You know, you can talk a lot about the structure of this week and the things that you try to get done. But the reality is that it's a football game. We will play and play to win that football game. We set out on this thing to dominate the AFC North. And we got an AFC North game this weekend at our place.
All right, so the Steelers could sweep the division. They have not done that since 2008, so that will be the second time under Coach Tomlin if they beat the Browns on Sunday. So put your Mike Tomlin caps on. You guys are head coaches. Who are you playing? Who are you not playing this game?
That's interesting. Anybody, first of all, you got to find out who's nicked and who's not, you know, coming out of this game. So that would be something I would want to check on. But I would want everybody going through the process that's healthy to go through the preparation week, to go through the process of warming up. And I would probably, you know, maybe, all right, Ben, all right, Lev Bell, you might pull those guys out. But I hate to pull people out of these games because I want them to at least get that feel for contact for action, because I don't want them to sit out two full weeks and be able to just kind of vegetate when, you know, you can still gain a lot by going through the process of preparation and taking the field for even a series or two.
You know, you could try and treat it like a preseason game, but the problem with that is you only have 46 guys
right
on game on regular season in uniform. So, you know, you really can't do that too much. But I would, if it were up to me, I would, as Bill Cowher once says, the starters will start. That's how I would begin the game, maybe, you know, early, mid-second quarter. The guys that I would pull would be Ben, Le'Veon, Marquise Pouncey. AB's already out, so you don't have to worry about him. Then on defense, it would be Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, and Joe Hayden. and then everybody else has to play. That's, you only have 46 guys. You know, Stephen Ridley might get a lot of carries. Josh Dobbs might get a bunch of reps. But, you know, in terms of your offensive linemen and stuff, I mean, you only have, what, nine?
Right.
You got to play five at a time. So
can't sit everybody.
Right, you can't sit everybody. And I just keep out the guys that, you know, we've kind of come to appreciate as being all virtually irreplaceable. And, you know, if you can't beat the Browns with, I still think you can beat the Browns with the roster that you have minus the guys that I would be taking
no
out.
No question about it. Just think, on game day, you really only got seven linemen that are active.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, there's not much wholesale you can do.
Right.
You
got to play.
So you've got to play. Yeah. You got to play with yours. I like the idea of going through the process, though, of preparing and making sure that those guys go through the pregame and get out there and you get some game snaps. I think you're right on with that, Labs. And then you just start pulling them as quickly as you feel comfortable that you've seen enough out of them. And one of the things that Mike Tomlin, I think, excels in over a lot of these coaches, in fact, he's got a real pulse on his team. He knows who needs the rest, who needs a little bit more to knock rust off, who needs some more reps, like a Sean Spence. He's going to get reps like crazy against the Browns on defense because they want to make sure that he gets up to speed. But everybody else, you know, Mike's got a great idea of who needs what, and he gives it to them.
But guys like Artie Burns, Juju.
Right.
I mean, these guys need to play. Shawn Davis needs to play. Bud Dupree needs to play. T.J. Watt needs to play. I don't think you can, you know, pull all of them wholesale because, as we talked about, you really don't have that.
You don't have the bodies.
You don't have the bodies. And those guys, you know, are still young enough in their careers where, you know, snaps are a good thing for them.
Because if you get down too low, then it's guys like me and you, Labs, and we don't want that.
We definitely don't want that.
Neither do the people who pay money for their tickets.
That's it, man. That's it, brother.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we return, more quick hits from Coach Tomlin's press conference.